When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to your Q&A ahead of game week 35, taking place at a slightly earlier time because I am off on a stag do tomorrow, aren't here for the regular slot. Sam and I have had bang average game weeks. I'm sure there's lots of you with 100 plus points out there, 150 points, 160 points. I've seen a couple of 200 plus points as well. Couldn't be us though, could it, Sam? Our keepers did well, Raya and Pickford, but
yeah, my Pickford
and you
pick
got the Mateta call, right?
Oh yeah, but as so we went out, didn't we, on Friday night, and I spent the whole time or a lot of time talking about how I wanted to captain Mateta, and I had the armband on him until 1:28, and
I'm really disappointed with you.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I basically don't like myself anymore. I question my whole. Let's question everything. Yeah, I do. I think, you know, maybe I need to think about a new career. It's that bad. No, I think it's just one of those really annoying ones. I was so worried that Salah would be heavily captained and it would throw me back outside the top 500 if he went off, that I didn't, that I, and I valued that security a lot. Mm. And I think I just, yeah, I in my head I was like, well, Mateta's a differential anyway. He's only got 5% ownership. Yes, all right, he's in free hit teams, but at 5%, anything he does is going to be a nice green, and it was. But oh, the green would have been absolutely huge.
It could have been a big green. Yeah,
and such a swing for me, and I'm so frustrated. Add to that that I decided to keep Palmer and Haaland as good differentials this week. Neither of them's turned up, and I don't have a bench. I've got 9 players.
You're still beating me though. You're 93.
I know.
I'm on 85.
I'm really hoping that Pep's lied.
Yeah.
Pep lie?
I mean, this would be a big lie even for him, wouldn't it? Because he has categorically said he's out of this game. So if he does play, I cannot believe, I've never known a week like it. I've never known a week which has suited saving that chip. Because it's not just the fact it's gone so well for people this week. It's the fact that it went so badly for us. In 29 as well. So, yeah, if you saved it, it didn't. Honestly, I haven't seen a bad free hit team. Normally, you see some, and people have taken out some players that did well, but all the free hits are 100 plus.
Yeah, because the players they've taken out are like the Palmers and the Haalands who didn't play.
Yeah, players like Isak as well, blanking. Yeah. I mean, Fernandez did well as a single game week player, but he was one of few.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think, you know, he's not. Wouldn't have been taken out by that many people because the people that were free hitting at this point don't really have him anyway. Mm. So, yeah, it's a massive swing week, and I feel like I've missed a trick by moving that armband. But, and I know my arrow won't be green by the end of the night because I've got 9 players and I don't have anyone to play tonight now that Haaland's not available. But that's just an unfortunate thing. I'm just going to have to deal with that and go again this weekend.
Yeah, well, hopefully you're all doing a bit better than that. But not, it's one of those weeks
where... Let's Brighton win. Unless Brighton win 1-0.
I mean, we won't.
As?
No chance. Like,
please?
Zero chance of that.
Come on. Come on, De Zerbi. 1-0 win?
No chance. He's given up. Watch him in his press conference. He's just like, yeah, everyone's injured. We go again next season. But to be fair, the pressure's off. You never know, but no, I can't. Mm. I can't see it. Hello to everyone in the chat. Thanks for listening to our lamenting as we get going. Sam, where have you gone?
I don't know. My screen appears to have just crashed.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm back.
Hi to Heather. 164 points, minus 8, but had the captain on Mateta and changed to Eze last minute. Still, Eze did better than Salah, so got to be happy with that. She also ended up with 13 players on the bench boost, though. No Palmer or Haaland. Sam, you've gone again. What's going on?
I don't know, Az. I don't...
What's going on? Why do you keep cutting out? What are you pressing?
Nothing. I did. I, p- promise you I didn't touch it. Just the whole screen just went black.
Well, now your hands are up here and nothing bad's happening, so...
Nothing has happened. I was holding my tea. I was like this, listening
to you. That's
if you want to feel better about Bench Boost this week, I recorded the FPL pod this morning, and Jesse, the producer over there, played his Bench Boost this week. He's got no points on his bench.
Yeah.
None. Because Haaland hasn't played, so the points he did have on the bench are coming on to replace Haaland.
Yeah. Yep. 0 point bench boost, absolutely. Zero especially point. With Palmer and Haaland out, if you bench those two. And if you had Neto as well, you only got the one game from him.
Has my screen's gone blank again? Can you still see me?
Nope.
What is happening here?
I'm going to send you a new link.
Because the... Oh, hang on. Right, you're back. But now... But why am I not there? Because there's nothing wrong with my...
What are you doing?
I'm not... I promise you I haven't touched anything.
Well, it's very suspicious. Oh, I've sent you a new link. Can you put that in, please?
Okay, hang on. Oh, God, what a disaster. Where did you send it?
For anyone that says that it's me with the issues.
As my love, I honestly promise you I haven't touched it. I was quite happily just drinking my tea, and the next thing I knew, the screen went black. I haven't got the... Oh, here we go.
Got it?
Yeah, it's just arrived.
Yep. Damsar asked a tech question. Hi, guys. Tech question. Any chance you can permanently block yourself from transferring in Darwin Núñez?
Why did
I think it was a good idea again? Did you have him?
Yeah, of course I had him. I sold Ollie Watkins for him.
Do you see he got booked after the final whistle?
Honestly, Darwin Núñez is is just one of those... At this point, he's a meme to me. Like, I'm getting the camera up. Now, I might echo for a second while I sort out the audio.
Oh, my God.
No. Right, let's turn that off. Right, I'm back.
There you go. You're in.
Okay. Well, let's hope it doesn't crash again.
You're
right,
not echoing.
I'm gonna sit like this,
you sound fine.
Now.
Yeah, you sound fine.
No.
Maybe let's blame the link rather than me blaming you. Anyway, get your questions in. We haven't had any questions yet. Actually, we've had a couple. That's a complete lie. So we'll answer some of those. Now, let's answer. Marco, is Watkins good on wildcard? Or should I worry about European games?
I think Watkins is a great pick on wildcard because most people aren't going to go for him. Like, most people will look at the Hoylands, the Sacks, maybe stick with Mateta. But I honestly think that a front three of Watkins, Haaland and Isak is the way that you would go if you have wildcard. I've got the hiccups now. That is what I would do. I'm having a nightmare. That is what I would do if I was wildcarding. I think that Watkins is in great form. You do have to worry a little bit about Europe, but to be honest, it's not like he's been massively rotating Watkins around the European fixtures up until this point, so why would he start? He's got a win in the league because he's not guaranteed himself fourth yet.
Would you go for Watkins over Jackson?
I'd go for Darwin Núñez over Jackson.
Whoa,
Jackson. How is he not sent off, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's very popular. He's in every wild card I'm seeing has got Jackson in.
I'd pick you over Jackson.
Oh.
In my actual FPL team, you know? Like, I mean, I pick you over Jackson every day, but in FPL...
That's very kind.
You know. Jackson...
Mark and I talked about Black Box last night. Mark is a big fan.
Is he?
Well, not necessarily a big fan of Jackson as a player, but a big fan of chasing the double game week. Fixtures, and you get an extra game obviously with Jackson, but I just feel like you need more than one extra game to justify it. There's better attackers, isn't there? There's better players you'd rather play.
Hoyland, Watkins, Mateta, João Pedro. Anyone else? But I don't even have Werner.
Calvert-Lewin.
I'd have Werner over Jackson. Yeah, Calvert-Lewin.
We've got the real FPL Harry in the chat.
The real FPL Harry, what, as opposed to the fake one? At FPL Harry, I gave you a shout out on the pod this morning. I couldn't remember exactly how many points you got, but I was so impressed with your points total that I gave you a shout on the pod.
We've done very well. Have you not seen the fake FPL Harry that comes around on all the streams?
I have, yeah, but we just blocked the fake FPL Harry because he comes around and tells us nonsense. And
then he comes back. Yeah, FPL Harry, it does not. He is the real FPL Harry because he's got a little tick next to his name. Don't worry, she busted me, Holmes. It's definitely him.
You can always tell if it's the real one because the tick.
Julia Penner, thank you for Super Chat. Poro and Fernandez for Odoghi and Salah for a -4. If not Poro, then who? I have Gusto, Vardiol, Dallo and Gabriel as my other defenders.
Oh, I hate the Spurs defence. But
very negative today, Sam.
Sorry. I do feel a bit negative today. But I do think that transfer makes sense. Poro, you play the attacking potential that he could have and that should have all season, but hasn't really delivered on so far. Do you know, on Sunday night, I gave Lee quite a lot of grief for picking Bruno Fernandes in his wildcard team. And I was like, what are you doing? I mean, he did have him instead of Anthony Gordon, which I fundamentally took issue with. And then that upset me greatly, and to the point where I went a bit heavy on Bruno Fernandes. But then obviously, like last night, was impressed by Bruno, and like, you know, he was better, much, much better the last couple of games. So I sort of think that having Bruno makes sense. There's much more upside. Salah's really off it. Liverpool really off it. Manchester United, nice fixtures around the double. I don't like the double. The double's difficult, but they have got a double and that's important. And they are two home fixtures at Old Trafford in the double, which is helpful. And Poro, look, I don't think that... So Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, I don't see a clean sheet in any of them. After that, Burnley, yeah, potentially. Burnley at home could be a clean sheet there. Manchester City, don't see a clean sheet there. Final day of the season, Sheffield United away. I mean, it should be a clean sheet, but probably won't be because Sheffield United are scoring goals and you never know what that bottom of the table is going to be looking like by the point we get to the final day of the season. That game could be massive, couldn't it? Mm. In terms of Champions League spots, in terms of relegation battles, all of that stuff. So Spurs' defensive unit doesn't fill me with great joy in terms of investment from an FPL standpoint, but there is some attacking threat there. And you have covered all the other defences that I think are important. So you've got Gusto there. You've got a Man City defender already. You've got Dallo to cover out Manchester United in those fixtures they have. And you've still kept an Arsenal defender. I'm not sure there's anyone missing.
Is the question there, is the response not that a -4 isn't worth it for Poro then? Because you could do Salah to Fernandez. I like that move. But then you just play Gusto, Vardiol and Dallo.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what your strategy is moving forward, though, doesn't it? Because if you are bench boosting in 37 and therefore have to get rid of Udogie at some point anyway, would you? And if you're likely to go with Poro at that point because there's a Burnley game in there, then I think you would do it now because you benefit from the extra double.
I think if Gusto's out, you definitely do it as well. Or if we think he's, you know,
I think I saw a picture of Gusto back in training.
Okay.
Which is really, really annoying because why didn't he play last night when I needed him?
I probably wouldn't bother with the...
Would you just do Salah and Fernandes?
Yeah, I think so. I think if Gusto's fit, I'd be happy with Gusto, Vardiol and Dallo this week.
Yeah. I guess it would depend on the future planning, though. If you're going to do the Gust, if it ends up being that you would do Udogie to Poro later on, then I think I would just do it for -4 now and benefit from the extra double.
Yeah, nice. FPL Soccer Crazy says this show is better than FPL Family. Naturally, it's me or Lee, isn't it?
I don't know how to feel about that comment.
There's a winky face. So I think he knows. That's what he's doing. Panda GM, 150 points on free hit, and now in the top 200.
Wow.
Hoping to win FPL. Wow.
Very nice. Well done.
Very good. Very good. Isak could outscore Jackson. Yeah, I would definitely go Isak over Jackson.
Will outscore Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely. FPL Harry says Jackson buy him, and he is better than us. So maybe we should listen to him.
Harry.
He's also a Chelsea fan, so he's a bit biased.
Nobody's going to... Oh, God. Thing is, everyone will buy Jackson if Harry... In fact, go on, everyone buy him. Might give us a green arrow.
Oh, S-Bam. Neil had a blinder on his free hit, made up more than 50 points and passed me. I've been beating Neil all season. That's been my only positive this year. 143 points on the free hit. That's double my score. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
He's done really well this week.
What a week. Absolute.
There was a lot of... we had some scout team meetings today. There was a lot of very happy people with their free hit team.
This is why I'm glad I've left scout, because I could not be in a team meeting with like Neil there. I love Neil, but Neil there going, 143 points. Yeah.
But he wasn't gloating.
Yeah. No, of course he would. He'd play it down. That's worse.
He's lovely. the best one was when Chris was like, I've got 61.
Obviously, that is good. 61. Okay, 61, I like that.
61, bless him.
Yeah, no, I like that. John Flanagan is keeping Mateta and selling Solanke. Yeah, what'd you do with Mateta if you got
keeping
him?
I'm keeping him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the form, I like the fixture next week. I'm gonna keep
selling. Actually, a player got 29 points. Seems a bit crazy.
I think I'll keep him possibly till the end of the season, to be honest. Mm.
He's
my boy. It was supposed to be I said on FPL Family at the weekend, it was supposed to be a one night stand. It's turned into a full blown affair.
Yeah.
Just going to keep him now.
I've got no one for the wall, by the way. There's no one I like.
I thought of you when Kirk has got sent off last night.
Yeah, that was fun. He still got only 7 points, though, overall, which was pretty good.
No one for the wall. Surely there's someone for the wall.
There is no one for the wall.
Who's been good for you? Someone
no
must
one.
Have as.
No, genuinely no one.
For me, it'd be Mateta.
I mean, maybe Foden, but like he got that hat trick and everyone had him.
No, but I don't think I didn't have him.
Raya?
I think you should have Dominic Calvert-Lewin, to be honest, after your love affair with him last week.
I'd love to put Havertz on the wall, but I haven't owned him all season. But I'm proud of him.
Get
him. Tristan Cox, I like this comment. Who would you captain if you're 600k and nothing matters anymore? Very deep.
Nothing matters anymore. I should have taken that attitude last week and kept him Mateta. Son, probably.
Well, that's a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, but everyone's going to go Palmer as. So everyone's going to go Palmer. So I think I'd go for Son or Johnson or Werner.
Yeah, I think so. I think, if nothing matters anymore, go for Werner. It can't get any worse.
Nothing matters anymore. So all right, here's a question for you then. So this weekend, my FPL, life has always been, if you go to a game, you captain the player you're watching.
Yep.
Always. This season, I haven't done that because every time I've been to Spurs, somebody else has had a more attractive, like Haaland's been at like Sheffield United or like there's been somebody else. There's been a double game week for someone else. Yep. You have to captain. This week, I'm at Spurs. For the North London Derby. I'm tempted to roll the dice.
You don't you?
Shall I just go with Son over Palmer?
Of course you do. It's not even an option, is it?
I don't know, Az. I'm at the point where I actually don't know what to do anymore. I'm so lost in my own misery of not captain Mateta that I actually don't know whether I'm coming or going with my captains. I can't get a captaincy right. And I don't know whether just going with the crowd and captaining Palmer is the right thing to do, given that he's got a home fixture in there. But I hate that Aston Villa away game for him.
I'm going Son. And nothing
Are
matters
you?
Anymore for me. So, yeah. Shibusty Beholden says, why not Isak or Gordon? Business Cat says, Captain Gordon, guaranteed points.
Does feel like that.
Yeah. He's going to get something, isn't he?
Yeah, I had a good stat. Let me bring it up. I did some... I had a look at the... what did I look at? I had a look at the home and away points and stuff for Gordon this season, and it was like I knew that there was a difference, but I didn't quite realize how massive the difference was between Gordon at home and Gordon away. So Gordon at home this season has got 9 goals and 11 assists and 121 points in 16 starts. Gordon away from home, 1 goal, 2 assists, 38 points.
Yeah.
Like that is, it's nearly 100 points. Like it's what, 90, nearly 90 points different.
He's blanked once at home all season.
I know.
And that was against Forest.
I knew he wasn't as good away from home, but I hadn't realised quite how bad he was away from home in comparison to those home results. Like it's unbelievable. So yeah, I mean, Gordon and Isak are lovely. If you want to go against the doubles, then I think they are them or the doubles.
The doubles.
The doubles. Then yeah. I think them two or Bruno Fernandes, probably.
Yeah. FPL Bantam says, do I persist with Liverpool attacking triple up?
No.
Or have Haaland Sarabia, who seem like bigger priority sells?
Oh, I don't know that Haaland... Well, it depends on how injured he is, doesn't it?
Sarabia, I've got Sarabia. And
do you think he's a priority sell?
Well, I was quite hopeful about him this week. And he ended up with 3 points, which is an absolute disaster with the
Same
amount of 20s
Salah.
Going around. Well, yeah, that's true. But it's Luton at home next. Mm-hmm. It's quite a good fixture. Luton conceded 10 goals in 2 games.
I don't hate the Sarabia pick. I don't think he's a priority sell. I don't think Haaland's a priority sell unless he's injured I guess we'll have to see what Pep says, if Pep tells any truth around the Brighton game tonight.
I think if I had Darwin, well, I do have Darwin Nunes. I've got Darwin Nunes, and he's a priority sell for me.
So the Liverpool attacking treble up is going to be probably Darwin, Salah, and then either McAllister or Luis Diaz.
Yeah. Probably not McAllister. Probably Diaz, right? Maybe Jota. I mean, if it's Jota, he's injured, so he's obviously got to go.
Well, Lee's got McAllister as his Liverpool attacking treble up. I think they're all three of themselves.
He told me to get bloody Robertson.
He tells you a lot of things, Az. You should listen to me and Captain Mateta. I don't know. I think the Liverpool sales are much. Where are Liverpool now? As in, like,
what's their heads?
They're not in the title race anymore. Surely after that, like, I just don't see, unless Arsenal lose to the North London Derby, and Man City lose to Brighton, I don't see it.
No.
They're not in it.
That front three could be anything as well, because Gakpo was playing well before his injury. He had a baby, didn't he? He didn't have a baby. His wife had a baby.
I hope he didn't have a baby.
Also, technically, he's had a baby.
Yeah, but I mean, I hope he actually didn't have the baby. You know what?
Yeah. I would sell one of the Liverpool attackers, I think. Give Sarabia that loop.
I'd sell two,
yeah.
I'd keep Sarabia, and I'd probably keep Haaland.
If you don't have Darwin to Isak and Salah to Fernandes. That's a pretty nice move, isn't it?
I'm going to take a -4 this week. I'm doing Darwin to Isak and Salah to Foden.
Yeah, Foden's nice. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep. I might get Hoyland and Foden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I don't have Gordon. Do you have Gordon?
Yeah.
See, I want Gordon as well.
I have Gordon for his 1 point this week.
Marco says, would you go for De Bruyne over Haaland?
No,
me neither.
I think I'd still keep Haaland. Unless he's really injured. I don't know if he is. I don't think he is.
He's a bit of a dilemma with Haaland on the wild card, because only four game weeks left. If he's going to miss one or two of those.
But the thing is, if he misses one and then he's back for 37, and the double, you'll be annoyed that you sold him.
He's not been that great anyway. I just don't think De Bruyne is... No. He could miss games, especially in the double as well. I think I just think if you're going to go about Haaland, I don't think I'd try and force it with De Bruyne. I'd just grab Foden, maybe Edison, and then that's it. Colm says Salah to Gordon, De Bruyne or Fernandes. Yeah, okay. Well, we've kind of ruled out De Bruyne already with that last chat. Gordon or Fernandes? Who would you prioritise this week?
Gordon. Home game against Sheffield United.
Gordon. Doesn't get any better.
No.
Yeah, Gordon's nice. Yeah, I agree. Very quick answer there, Sam. I like
it. Well, that one, I think it's, for me, there's a standout pick. I'd have Bruno next and then De Bruyne last.
Yep. Historia Films, best replacement for Tony. Really has Isak and Haaland.
I probably would go for Hoyland.
We are aligned with this. Check us out.
If you want to save some budget, then you could go for Mateta, but I think Hoyland.
Yep. FBL Top Bin says, I can't be this far towards the end of the season. I haven't heard on the beach yet. Right now.
Metaphorically
and literally.
At this point, I might be that I've gone on the beach.
I think we are both I wish I was on the bloody beach and not still talking FPL. Bloody season already.
We could go to a beach when we have our little days away.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't think anyone is on the beach yet, really.
There's still a lot to play for, isn't there?
There's still everything to play for everywhere.
Someone like Palace, you would say, are on the beach, but
they're not, though, are they? Because they've got this new manager.
New manager bounce.
It's the new manager thing, isn't it? And it's like playing for next season now, trying to understand the team, and he's trying to get a feel for who he needs and the personnel. Like, that's why a lot of these teams aren't yet on the beach, because they've either got something to fight for in terms of their title, and we might see Liverpool on the beach, to be fair. Although we won't, because it's Klopp's finale, so I'm sure that they'll keep playing. You've got then the guys that are fighting for the European slots. You've got the relegation battle, which is definitely not over. And it's quite high, goes quite high up, to be fair, as well. That people could be dragged back in. So there's no one really on the beach. I think, like, even Brentford, who you would argue maybe could be on it, aren't, because they're doing the whole, like, getting ready for life without Tony thing. Yeah.
I think it's, what if you're going to pick two, I think it's Wolves and Brighton. Because 11th and 12th, you look at the recent results, Brighton are the only team that have won out of both teams in the last five games. 44 and 43 points. No chance of Europe. No chance of getting relegated. Just a bit. Not a team I'd be investing in, either of them.
I guess it's tough, isn't it? Because, I mean, I'm not investing in Brighton.
Mm.
They do have a double, though. Pascal Gross could come back. He was a legend for me. I'm not gonna bring him back.
Freddie says Højlund over Isak. Is it a joke? We didn't say Højlund over Isak.
No, Isak was already there. That's Isak why we said there. Højlund. If Isak wasn't there, I would have said Isak first. But yeah. He's already in the team.
Isak first, then Højlund, I think.
I'd agree.
My purchases over Jackson.
Why is Jackson even in this conversation?
He's all the conversations.
So far out of my...
People love him.
He is very lucky boy that he is not missing both of these games, because he should have been yellow carded. At best, he should have been yellow carded and be missing those two Game Week 35 fixtures. But the reality is he should have had a red card. I can't tell you how much of a red card that was to me.
Mm. No, I know. Crazy.
He's going to play against Spurs.
And I still think that Gabriel was a foul before Havertz's goal as well. Was it on Mudryk? And he's like wrestled him to the ground.
Yeah,
it was like, a foul. Yeah, that's fine. We'll just allow that. No worries. Very weird. I nearly fell for this. Amanda Hunnikis. Hi guys. Can you shout out my good friend Juan? I won't read the surname because then it's fine. Hi Juan. It's nice to see you. Bet you're friends with my good mate. What's his name?
Drew.
Drew. Yeah. Drew and Juan. My two mates, very clever. Very clever.
This is entertaining me, though. Well done, Amanda.
I like this comment as well. Spam. Chelsea not on the beach. They're lost at sea. Very good.
That's why Jackson should be. And pop him on a boat, push him out, and see if he comes back.
Yeah. Very good. Ivo says, as a Man United fan, McTominay is a better striker option than Højlund. Nah, I'm not having that.
I'm not having that either.
McTominay.
McTominay is also not a forward in the game, so couldn't have him there.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's saying he prefers McTominay as a forward compared to Højlund.
Surely not. It's like me saying I prefer Timo Werner to Kane.
Yeah. Do a poll to see how many Jackson are not in the chat. Okay. How do I do that? Hang on.
Oh my God.
Live poll.
The tech's about to break.
I press that. Start a poll. All right. Jackson or no?
Just had a WhatsApp chat message from Jesse, the producer of the FPL show, and I was like, what is he messaging in our group chat? And it's just it's a picture he took this morning of when we were trying to record the FPL pod. And there's like, one of the other producers has got his dog there. One of our, the tech guy, Toby's got his newborn baby in his arms. I'm plaiting Evie's hair because she's got to go swimming. And it's just like the four of us, none of us are ready to pod. And it is like 8 minutes past the time we should have been podding.
That sounds about right.
I'm going to post this to social media later. It's the funniest picture ever. Kelly's doing her makeup. Jules isn't even there yet.
Is Kelly still going like under her duvet when the...
I can show you this. Can you see that?
Love a bit.
That's dog, baby, makeup going on, hair being done, ready for swimming. It's just like...
Ever the professionals.
I tell you what. There was nothing professional about that 8 minutes when we were trying to... Jules wasn't there. I don't know where he was. And I was like, because Evie swims on a... Have you done the poll, by the way? I'm just filling time while you're doing the poll.
Oh, the poll's done, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't need to tell this story anymore. Then. I was just going to fill some time.
No, Jackson is currently winning. 54% to 46%.
That's closer than I thought he was going to be.
Mm. Still feel Darwin pain. Don't want Jackson, says Marco. Delia says, imagine there will still be some people selling Darwin for Jackson. Absolutely.
Imagine the worst thing would be if you had Darwin and Jackson.
Oh, God.
Imagine if that was your front line.
Darwin is actually just finished now, isn't he? He's just... There's no redemption arc for him this season now. It's over.
Do you know, the worst of this is that, like, we're all going to sell Darwin and Salah. And it occurred to me that, like, I'll never own Salah probably in FPL again.
No, I know.
Yeah. Never.
He's going out of a whimper as well. It doesn't look right.
I was hoping he was going to bang. I was hoping he was going to go out with a bang, and he's going to go out with... when I last owned Kane in FPL, I didn't know it was the last time I was going to own Kane in FPL, you know? Whereas I feel quite sad. about the Salah thing. And I also would like you, please, next season when we're doing this, I presume we're going to still be doing this again next season. So when we're doing this next season, could you please remind me never, ever, ever to buy Darwin. Whatever ever happens, just remind me of how this feels.
Can you do the same for me?
With who?
With Darwin.
Okay, but Darwin's just banned for both of us.
Should we just, let's just both take a vow now that we will never buy Darwin Nunes again in our teams.
I think that's, okay. I think we should do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I really thought he was going to do all right.
So did I, Az. So did I.
I really did. So disappointing. Niall's in the chat, afternoon. Hope you're both well. Is it worth bringing in Isak, Gordon and Son for a -8 this week?
Yes.
Any chips left? Yeah. Go for it.
Because not only is they Isak and Gordon got a really nice fixture this week and Spurs has got a double, but then they all double again in 37. So yeah, just do it. Take a -8.
Yep. FPL Bantam says, 3 Spurs fans on Planet FPL advocating no Spurs assets for the double.
I said on the pod this morning that I thought one Spurs was enough.
Mm.
Just so.
Was it Arsenal and Chelsea? How do you think you're going to get on about both of those?
I still remember that glorious night, Az, where you and I sat together in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for that
battle for fourth.
Derby. And we killed off Arsenal's title charge that night. And it was one of the best nights of my whole life. So I'm hoping for a repeat of that. I don't think I'll get a repeat of that. I think I'll get... It was 2-2 in the reverse of that fixture earlier on in the season.
Mm.
I think if we get a draw, I'd be fine. The Chelsea game's difficult because we should beat that Chelsea team easily.
Mm.
But we are so bad at Stamford Bridge, so bad, that I can't work out what I think is going to happen in that one.
Ivo says you've had 2 weeks off. Is that not always good though, is it?
But is it a good thing? Like, is it so 2 weeks rest? Yes. 2 weeks to recover players like Porro, get them back fully fit again. 2 weeks of dwelling time on that Newcastle performance and that result. Mm. 2 weeks of watching everyone else pick up points around us. Like, that's really not ideal, I don't think. I think we take heart from what happened to Chelsea on Tuesday evening against Arsenal, though. I think that we'll look at that and be like, right, we can definitely get in behind that defence.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's points for Spurs in those two matches. I don't think I'd want to go no Spurs, because we will score goals.
Yeah. Okay.
But well, just some.
Do you know what? On that positive note of Spurs getting some goals, I think we'll call it there. Nice and short and sweet this week. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Do give us a like if you haven't already. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel too. Sam is obviously going to buy Son and not captain him and then watch him score a hat-trick in the first game.
I've got Son already.
Oh, okay. You've got him already. Sorry.
I might captain him. I'm going to buy... Who am I going to buy? I'm going to buy Isak and Foden. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. I'm probably going to buy Foden and... I'm probably going to buy Foden and Hoyland, but I want Gordon.
I thought, we'll buy Gordon then.
But I want Foden as well.
We'll sell Saka and Salah.
But then I've still got Darwin.
Bench Darwin this week.
I'm getting rid of Darwin.
Take a -4.
Yeah, it'll be -8.
Take a -8.
All right.
There's nothing. Wait, what was it the guy said earlier? There's nothing. If nothing else matters anymore.
To be fair, -8 for Darwin, Salah, and Sarabia out for Gordon, Foden, and Hoyland. That feels quite nice.
Yeah, just do it. Yeah, nothing matters anymore, Az.
Nothing
remember?
Matters anymore.
Nothing matters anymore. What's the result of the poll? Final
is that,
result.
Is that comment still there? It's not. I should have pinned it. 101 votes. No way, Jackson, 57%. Yes, Jackson, 42%.
That's all just Harry. He's just voted 40. He's voted multiple times.
60% of you say no, Jackson. We'll go with that. Sam, thank you again for this week. We'll be back next week ahead of Game Week 36. Hopefully, I don't even know what we want anymore. I mean, you could still get top 100K. You're not that far out.
I just want Spurs to win.
Mm.
Two wins. Can we have that?
No, that's not happening.
Please. Two wins for Spurs.
I sort of hope it does, but also I don't think it's going to. So yeah, I don't think you're going to be very lucky.
I really
that.
Need that, please. I mean, can you imagine if I don't get... If Jules beats me in FPL and Arsenal beat Spurs, I can't go on that pod next week.
And also win the league, yeah.
Oh my God, it would not be worth it living.
What did you say to me? He forgot to change the captaincy this week.
Yeah.
He left it on Haaland.
Yeah.
And he's like 4K in the world or something ridiculous, isn't he?
He's at 9K at the moment, but he's going to have three. He's going to have his captaincy points. Obviously, he's got Salah, so it's only three. It's only six, but three, sorry, extra. But he's also got Foden to play tonight. So he's going to get 100 club. And it's just like...
Yeah.
He will finish in the top 5K. Of that, I am absolutely sure. Yeah.
And he should, to be fair. He's done.
He's done really... I can't knock him because he's played really well this season. I just find it really, really infuriating.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Right. We're in it there. Thanks, everyone. Sam, see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
See you soon. Bye.